Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and the Word is the Way to Life podcast. As I had mentioned before, what we're doing now is an overview through the whole 66 books of the Bible. And this week we are back in the New Testament with the Gospel of Mark. And the story of Jesus is contained in the Gospel of Mark. Now, John Mark, who wrote the Gospel of Mark, John was his Jewish name, Mark was his Roman name, and he was a young man who went with the Apostle Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey, but for some reason he left them and went home. And that displeased the Apostle Paul, so he refused to let Mark go with them on their second missionary journey. But God's grace appeared, and later in Paul's ministry, Mark won Paul's favor and was considered an important co-worker. Well, during this time, Herod the Great was ruling. Jesus is born. Jesus' family escapes to Egypt. Herod the Great dies. Jesus' family returns to Nazareth. And Jesus visits the temple as a boy. Tiberius Caesar became emperor. Pontius Pilate appointed governor. Jesus began his ministry. Jesus chose the 12 disciples. Jesus fed the 5,000. And Jesus is crucified and rises again. Also during this time, it saddles with the first use in Europe. Judea became a Roman province, and zealots to Judea rebelled against Rome, and the Apostle Paul was converted to the Christianity on the road to Damascus. Wow! Almost all the events, as you can see, in Jesus' life is in present-day Israel and in Jordan. Now, Mark was the first gospel writer. The other gospels quote most of Mark's gospel, and Mark records more miracles than any other gospel. So, as we look at the overview of Mark, this is a little commentary on that. Lights, camera, action! You've heard that in the movie industry. Well, this is the spirit of our age. Action! Fast-moving action. Boy, are we moving fast in this old world. Amen? How fast can we go somewhere? How soon can we get this job done? How can we keep things moving? Well, people in today's fast-paced world should relate to the Gospel of Mark, which might also be called the Gospel of Action. Yeah! Matthew, as we noted before, wrote to the Jewish people, so he included a long family history, listing Joseph's ancestors all the way back to King David and Abram. But Mark wrote to the Roman Christians, who were not intended or even interested in Jewish genealogies. The Jewish expectation of Messiah, the king, so dominated in the prophets, it was the uppermost mind in the Romans' mind. They were a people of action rather than doctrine or theology, and they wanted to know what this Jesus did. And what can this Jesus do for me? And what can I do for him? Well, Mark is a book of miracles and action stories, that's for sure. And these were action stories that proved beyond a doubt that though Jesus was a servant, he was not just merely man. No, he was God's only son, and he could do miracles. Mark is the shortest of all four gospels. For the most part, it focuses on Jesus' actions rather than his teaching. So Mark is sort of like a video, if you would, a moving picture in the life of Jesus. You know, lights, camera, action. Mark's gospel is practical for the world that we live in today, because it is fast-moving. It's an action-oriented story. In the hectic lives that we all lead, we find the servant Jesus, as Mark portrays him, deeply involved in our workday world. Jesus, not merely a theologian, Savior, and Lord, although he was, he's a working person, a working Savior, and Lord. So, when it's time to ponder, to reflect on Jesus' teachings and doctrines and parables with Matthew and Luke, comes down to doing, well, just serving, walking and serving. The Gospel of Mark raises some key questions. And What must I do to serve the Savior as he serves us? That's a good question. As a servant is one who faithfully does the will of his master, the will of God, and to obey him and serve others just as Jesus obeyed God perfectly without sin while serving others' needs. Now, this should also be our goal as modern-day disciples today as we journey through life. So in the Gospel of Mark, you're going to find faith. You're going to find help. You're going to find hope. You're going to find nurturing. You're going to find some things about judging others. You're going to find love for God, love for others, and mercy and money. Oh, yeah, money. Jesus talked more about money than anything. And you're going to learn about obedience and power and seeking and, more importantly, service. And then we will know the will of God by reading Mark's Gospel. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I think that it's a wonderful thing of being able to do an overview of the books of the Bible, and especially in Mark's Gospel, because John the Baptist was preparing the way for Jesus' ministry. And then these four fishermen followed him, and Jesus healed a leper, and Jesus began to face opposition, as you know. And he also talked about the parable of the sower and other parables. And this is what I like, too. Jesus calms a storm right on the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus sends demons into a herd of pigs. Yeah, Jesus heals a bleeding woman and restores that girl to life. And then Jesus' hometown rejects him. In fact, they sent him out. They wanted to kill him, you know. King Herod executed that old boy, John the Baptist, and Jesus feeds the 5,000, and he walks on water. Wonderful. This book is fast going, and these are all the stories. Hard to keep up with it. But Jesus teaches about inner purity, and Jesus heals a blind man. And Peter said, yes, Jesus is the Messiah. The disciples see Jesus' glory, and Jesus sends demons from a boy, put them into pigs. Little children and rich young men love Jesus. Jesus teaches about serving others, and he healed a blind beggar. Jesus entered into Jerusalem, and he cleared the temple of the money changers. The parable of the wicked farmer. Religious leaders question Jesus, and Jesus talks about end times. Eschatology is what we call it. And Judas agreed to betray Jesus. It's something that we celebrate all the time, the Last Supper. Jesus is betrayed and arrested. Jesus tried and convicted. And Jesus is crucified and buried. But on the third day, he rose from the dead and he appeared to his followers. Well, as you can see, the Gospel of Mark is a fast-moving story. But more importantly, it records Jesus, God manifested in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. And the stories will just give us affirmation of this King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What a joy it is to be able to read the Bible. You know, we have history on our side, but it's interesting to read all these stories and know and realize most of this stuff had happened. Yeah, prophecy fulfilled, all kinds of things, and the Bible kind of reaffirms that in our faith. And the Holy Spirit is the one that does the teaching. So as you're reading the Bible, say, Holy Spirit, come. And help me understand what I'm reading. And guess what? He will. Well, we're grateful that we're doing the overview of the 66 books of the Bible. And thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life, because it is about Jesus who has shown us the way to life and how we can have it more abundantly. And as you know, on June the 28th is my last Sunday here at Bethel, but I'm going to continue on with the podcast, The Word is the Way to Life. So if you would like to continue to get The Word is the Way to Life podcast, send me a note, an email, writestone@embarkmail.com, or give me a call, 850-591-9785. Well, just know that God loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed day.